118. Harden. I listened to that voicemail for the fifth time as I walked down the campus sidewalk. She sounds so miserable and upset. In a fucked-up way, it makes me happy to hear it. To hear the anguish and pure sadness in her voice as she cries into my ear. I wanted to know if she was as miserable without me as I was without her. And here is the proof that she was. I know I forgave her quickly for kissing that asshole, but what else was I supposed to do? I can't be without her. And we've both done some fucked up shit. Not only her. This is his fault, anyway. He knew how fucking vulnerable she would be when we split. I know he fucking knew that. He saw her crying and shit. Then he goes and kisses her a week after she left me. What kind of fucking dickhead does that? He took advantage of her, of my Tessa, and I won't fucking have it. He thinks he's so smooth and he gets away with shit, but not any fucking more. Where's Zed Evans? I ask a short blonde girl sitting by a tree near the Environmental Studies building. Why the fuck is there a giant-ass tree in the middle of this stupid-ass building anyway?
In the plant room, number 218,
she informs me with a shaky voice. I finally reach the room with 218 printed on the door and open it before I can think about my promise to Tessa. I wasn't actually going to leave him alone anyway, but hearing how distraught she was on the night she was with him made it 10 times worse for him. The room is full of rows of plants. Who would want to mess with this shit all day for a living?
What are you doing here?
I hear him before I lay eyes on him. He's standing next to a large box or some shit. When he steps out, I take a step toward him.
Don't play fucking stupid. You know exactly what I'm doing here.
He smiles.
No, sorry, I don't. The study of botany doesn't require psychic powers.
He mocks me with those dumb fucking goggles on his head.
You actually have the nerve to be a smug asshole about it?
About what?
Tessa!
I'm not being a dick at all. You're the one treating her like shit, so don't get pissed when she runs to me because of it.
Are you that fucking stupid to mess with what is mine?
He backs away and walks down the aisle next to me.
She isn't yours. You don't own her,
he challenges. I reach across the boxes of plants to wrap my hand around his neck and slam his face into the metal barrier between us. I hear a crisp snap, so I already know what happened. But when he lifts his head up and shouts,
"You broke my fucking nose!"
while struggling to get out of my grip, I have to admit that the amount of blood pouring from his face is a little alarming.
I already warned you over and over for fucking months now to stay away from Tessa. But then what do? You fucking kiss her. Have her sleep in your goddamn bed.
I stride down the aisle to get to him again. His hand is covering his broken nose as blood pours down his face.
And I already fucking told you that I don't give a fuck what you've got to say.
He snarls, taking a step toward me.
You just broke my fucking nose!
He yells again. Tessa is going to fucking kill me. I should just leave now. He deserves to get his ass beat again, but she's going to be furious.
You've done worse shit to me! You keep messing with my girlfriend!
I shout back.
She isn't your girlfriend, and I haven't even begun to mess with her yet. Are you actually fucking threatening me right now? I don't know. Am I?
I take another step toward him, and he surprises me by swinging on me. His fist connects with my jaw, and I stagger backward, knocking into a wooden box of plants. They crash to the ground, and as I recover, he swings again in a fury. But this time I'm able to block him and stumble to the side.
You thought I was just a bitch, didn't you?
He grins a deranged and bloody grin and continues to walk toward me.
You really thought you were a badass, didn't you?
He laughs, pausing to spit blood onto the white tile floor. My fingers wrap around the material of his lab coat, and I push him into another row of plants. The plants and our bodies hit the ground. I climb on top of him, making sure not to let him be in control. Out of the corner of my eye, I see him raise his arm, but by the time I realize what's happening, he slammed one of the small pots against the side of my head. My head jerks and I blink rapidly to restore my vision. I'm stronger than him, but it seems he's a better fighter than he had led me to believe. But there's no way in hell I'm letting him get the best of me.
I already fucked her, anyway!
He chokes as I grab hold of his hair and slam his head into the floor. At this point, I don't give a fuck if I kill him or not.
No, you didn't!
I scream.
Yes, I did. She was nice and tight, too.
His voice is strangled and choppy, spitting out its venom with my hands still on his face. My fist snaps his head to the side, and he half screams from the pain. And for a brief moment, I consider gripping his broken nose between my fingers to cause him even more. His feet kick frantically under me to try to lift my body from his. Images of Zed touching Tessa are fueling me, pushing me further than I've ever been pushed before. His hands grip my arms, trying to lift my body from his.
You will never fucking touch her again!
I say, and bring a hand to his throat.
If you think you're going to take her from me, you're fucking wrong!
I tighten my grip around his neck. His bloody face is turning red, and he tries to speak, but I only hear broken gasps for air.
What the hell is going on in here?
A male voice shouts behind me. When I turn my head around to see who the voice belongs to, Zed attempts to wrap his hand around my neck. Not fucking happening. Another punch to his cheek is all it takes for his arms to drop to the floor next to his sides. A hand wraps around my arm and I shove it off.
Call campus security!
The voice says, and I hurry to climb off of Zed.
Fuck! No, don't!
I say and stumble to my feet.
What's going on? Get out of here! Go wait in the other room!
The middle-aged man yells, but I don't move. I assume he's a professor.
Fuck! He came in here and attacked me,
Zed says, then starts to cry. He literally starts to cry. His hand is covering his swollen and crooked nose as he stands to his feet. His face is bloody, his lab coat is splattered with red, and his smug smile has evaporated. With an air of authority, the man points at me and commands,
Stand against the wall until the police arrive! I mean it! Don't move an inch!
Fuck! The campus police are coming. I'm so fucking screwed. Why the fuck did I come here in the first place? I promised to stay away from him if she would. Now that I've broken another one of my promises, will she break hers?
Chapter 119. Tessa. When my pen presses to the paper, I have every intention of writing about my grandmother and how she dedicated her life to Christianity, but somehow Hardin's name appears in black ink.
Miss Young,
Professor Soto's voice says gently, though loudly enough for everyone in the first row to hear. Yes? I look up and my attention is immediately brought to Ken. Why is Ken here?
Tessa, I need you to come with me,
he says. And the annoying blonde behind me makes an ooh sound like we're back in the sixth grade. She most likely doesn't even know who he is, that Ken is the chancellor of the college.
What's going on?
Landon asks Ken as I get to my feet and begin to gather my things.
We can talk about it outside.
Ken's voice is unsteady.
I'm coming,
Landon says and stands as well. Professor Soto looks at Ken.
Is that okay with you? Yes, he's my son,
he tells him, and our teacher's eyes go wide.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. She's your daughter?
He asks him.
No,
Ken says tersely. He appears panicked, which is starting to scare me. Is Hardin? I begin to ask, but Ken guides me out the door with Landon behind me.
Hardin's been arrested,
Ken tells us as soon as we get outside. I can't breathe. He's what?
He's been arrested for fighting and for vandalizing campus property.
my God, is the only thing I can think to say.
When? How?
Landon asks.
About 20 minutes ago. I'm trying my best to keep this matter within the campus jurisdiction, but he isn't making it easy.
Ken hurries across the street, and I nearly have to run to catch up with him. My mind is racing. Harden arrested? Oh my God. How could he get arrested? Who did he fight? But I already know the answer to that question. Why couldn't he just keep his cool for once? Is Harden okay? Will he go to jail? Real jail? Is that okay? Ken unlocks his car's doors, and the three of us get inside.
Where are we going?
Landon asks.
To campus security.
Is he okay? I ask.
He's got a cut across his cheek and another on his ear, or so I've heard.
You heard? You haven't seen him yet? Landon asks his stepfather.
No, I haven't. He's throwing a fit, so I knew it would be better to get Tessa first.
He nods his head in my direction.
Yeah, good idea.
Landon agrees, and I stay quiet. A cut across his head and face? I hope he isn't in pain. Oh my God, this is all so crazy. I should have just agreed to spend the entire day with him. If I had, he wouldn't have even been on campus today. Ken zooms down several back streets, and within 5 minutes we're parking in front of the small brick building that houses campus security. There's a no parking sign directly in front of where he parks, but I suppose parking wherever you like is one of the perks of being the chancellor. The three of us hurry inside the building, and my eyes immediately start scanning for any sign of Harden, but I hear him first.
I don't give a fuck. You're nothing more than a douchebag with a fake badge. You're basically a mall cop, you fucking prick.
I follow his voice and turn down the hall in pursuit of him. I hear Ken and Landon on my heels, but all I care about is getting to Harden. I come to where several people are gathered and see Harden pacing back and forth inside a small cell. Holy shit. His arms are behind his back in handcuffs.
Fuck you. All of you.
He yells.
Harden.
His father's voice booms from behind me. My angry boy's head snaps to the side, to where I'm standing, and his eyes go wide immediately. His face is split open just below his cheekbone, and his skin is sliced from his ear to the back of his head. His hair is matted with blood.
I'm trying to contain this, and you aren't helping.
Ken barks at his son.
They have me trapped in here like some fucking animal. This is bullshit. Call whoever you need to call and get them to unlock this shit.
Harden yells, attempting to tear his hands from the cuffs. Stop it, I say to him and scowl. Immediately his demeanor changes. He calms a little but is no less angry.
Tessa, you shouldn't even be here. What kind of genius fucking idea was it to bring her?
Harden hisses at his father and Landon. Harden, stop it now. He's trying to help you. You need to calm down, I say through the bars. This doesn't feel real, talking to him while he's literally in a cell in handcuffs. This can't be real. But then again, this is what happens in the real world. You get arrested if you assault someone, on campus just as anywhere else. As he looks at my eyes, I imagine he sees the pain I feel for him right now. I want to think that's why he finally gives in and softly nods and says,
Okay. Thank you, Tessa,
Ken says. Then he warns his son,
Give me a few minutes to see what I can do. In the meantime, you need to stop yelling. You're making this worse for yourself when you're already in a load of trouble.
Landon looks to me, then to Harden, before following Ken back down the narrow hallway. I hate this place already. Everything is too white and black, too small, and it smells like bleach. The campus security officers that sit behind the desk are immersed in their own conversation at the moment. Or at least they've begun pretending to be since the chancellor of the school showed up to deal with his son. What happened? I ask Harden.
I got arrested by campus security.
He huffs. Are you okay? I ask him, desperately wanting to reach through and wipe his face.
Me? Yeah, I'm fine. It's not so bad as it looks.
He answers, and examining him, I can see he's right. I can tell from here that the cuts aren't deep. His arms have light red streaks on them, mixing with the black ink to form a rather terrifying sight.
Are you upset with me?
His voice is soft, 1,000 degrees from where it was moments ago while he was screaming at the police. I don't know, I answer honestly. Of course I'm upset with him, because I know who he fought. Well, it isn't hard to guess. But I'm also worried about him, and I want to know what happened that led him to be in all of this trouble.
I couldn't help it,
he says, as if that justifies his actions. I told you before I wouldn't visit you in a jail cell, remember? I frown, looking around the cell he's in.
This doesn't count. It's not a real cell.
It looks real to me. I tap on the metal bars to prove my point.
It's not an actual jail. This is just a bullshit holding cell until they decide to involve the real police.
He says loud enough for the two officers to look up from their conversation. Stop it. This isn't a joke, Harden. You could be in a lot of trouble. Hearing that, he rolls his eyes. That's the problem with Harden. He hasn't quite realized that his actions have consequences. Chapter 120. Tessa. Who started it? I ask, trying my best not to jump to conclusions like I normally do. Harden tries to meet my eyes, but I look away.
I went to find him after I walked you to class,
he says. You promised me that you'd leave him alone.
I know.
So why didn't you?
He was pushing it. He started provoking me, saying that he fucked you.
He looks at me with a wild desperation.
You aren't lying about that, are you?
He asks, and I nearly lose it. I'm not answering that question again. I already told you that nothing happened between us, and here you are in a freaking jail cell asking such a thing, I say with frustration. He rolls his eyes and sits down on the small metal bench inside the holding cell. He's really pissing me off. Why did you go find him? I want to know.
Because he needed his ass beat, Tessa. He needs to know that he isn't to come near you again. I'm sick of his fucking games and the way he thinks he has some sort of fucking chance with you. I did this for you.
I cross my arms over my chest. How would you feel if I'd been the one to go find him today after I told you I wouldn't? I thought we were both trying to make this work, and here you blatantly lied to my face. You knew you weren't going to hold up your end of the deal, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, okay? It doesn't matter now. What's done is done.
He huffs like an angry child. It matters to me, Harden. You keep getting yourself in trouble when it's not necessary.
It's very necessary, Tess.
Where's Zed now? Is he in jail too?
This isn't jail.
Harden!
I don't know where he is, nor do I give a shit. And neither do you. You aren't going near him.
Stop being like this. Stop telling me what I can and can't do. It's really pissing me off.
Are you cursing at me?
He says with an amused smirk. Why does he think this is funny? It's anything but funny. I begin to walk away from him and the smile disappears from his lips.
Tessa, come back,
he says, making me turn around. I'm going to find your father to see what's going on.
Tell him to hurry up.
I growl at him, literally, as I walk away. He thinks just because his father is the chancellor, he's going to get out of this easily, and honestly, I really hope he does. But it's still nerve-wracking how lightly he's taking the whole thing.
What the fuck are you looking at?
I hear him say to a cop, and I rub my fingers over my temples. I find Ken and Landon standing next to an older man with gray hair and a mustache. He's wearing a tie and black dress pants, and the way he's holding himself gives me the feeling that he's important. When Landon notices me standing in the hall, he walks over to me. Who's that? I ask him quietly.
He's the provost.
That's the vice-chancellor, right? Landon looks worried.
Yeah.
What's going on? What are they saying? I try to hear the two men talking, but I can't make out anything.
It's... well, it's not looking good. There was a lot of damage done to the lab that Zed was in. I'm talking thousands of dollars worth of damage. On top of that, Zed has a broken nose and a concussion. Someone drove him to the hospital.
My blood begins to boil. Harden didn't just push Zed around. He seriously injured him.
Also, Harden shoved a professor to the floor. There's a girl who's in Zed's class that already wrote a statement saying Harden came in there looking for Zed specifically. It's looking really bad right now. Ken's trying his best to keep Harden out of jail, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Landon sighs, running his fingers through his hair.
The only thing that can keep him out of jail is if Zed decides to not press charges. Even then, I don't know what'll happen.
My head is spinning.
Expulsion,
I hear the gray-haired man say, and Ken rubs his hand over his chin. Expulsion? Harden can't get expelled from school. Oh my God, this is a mess.
He's my son,
Ken says quietly, and I take a sly step closer to them.
I know he is, but assaulting a professor and damaging school property isn't something we can just brush aside,
the man says. Damn Harden and his temper. This is a disaster, I tell Landon, and he nods sullenly. I want to throw myself on the floor and cry, or better yet, I want to stomp over to Harden's cell and punch him in the face. Neither of those things will help.
Maybe you should talk to Zed about not pressing charges,
Landon suggests. Harden will freak out if I go anywhere near him. Not that I should even listen to him, since he doesn't listen to me.
I know,
Landon replies,
but I don't know what else to suggest at this point.
I guess you're right. I look back at Ken, then down the hall to where Harden is. Harden is my first priority, but I do feel awful for what he did to Zed, who I hope is going to be okay. Maybe if I go talk to him, he'll decide not to press charges, which would at least eliminate one problem. Where is he? Do you know? I ask Landon.
I think I overheard them say he's at Grandview Hospital.
Okay, well, I'll go there first.
Do you need a ride back to your car?
Shit, I didn't drive. Landon digs his hand into his pocket and hands me his keys.
Here, just drive carefully.
I smile at my best friend. Thanks. I have no idea what I would do without him, but since he's leaving soon, I guess I'll have to find out. The thought saddens me, but I push it back. I can't think about Landon's leaving right now.
I'll go talk to Harden and let him know what's going on.
Thank you again. I wrap my arms around Landon's neck in a tight hug. Just as I reach the door, Harden's voice booms down the hall.
Tessa, don't you fucking dare go find him,
he screams. I ignore him and open the double doors.
I mean it, Tessa. Come back in here.
The cold air drowns out his loud voice as I walk outside. How dare he tell me what to do like that? Who does he think he is? He's made a huge mess because he can't control his temper and jealousy. I'm trying to help clean up this mess. He's lucky I didn't slap him for breaking his promise to me. God, he's so frustrating. When I arrive at Grandview, the woman at the nurse's station doesn't want to give me any information on Zed. She won't confirm if he's here now or tell me if he's been here at all. He's my boyfriend, and I really need to see him, I tell the young bottle blonde. She obnoxiously pops her chewing gum and twirls a lock of her hair between her fingers. He's your boyfriend? The kid with all the tattoos? She laughs, obviously not believing me. Yes, he is. My tone is clipped, nearly threatening, and I'm surprised at how intimidating I actually manage to sound. It must work because she shrugs and says, Go down the hall and make a right, first door on the left, before wandering off. Well, that wasn't too hard. I should be more forceful more often. I do as she told me and approach the first door on the left. It's closed, so I knock lightly before entering. I hope she told me the right room. Zed is sitting on the edge of a hospital bed. He's shirtless, wearing only jeans and socks. His face. Oh my God. I can't help but blurt out as I take in his appearance. His nose is broken. I already knew that. But it looks so bad. It's so swollen and both his eyes are black. His chest is covered in bandages. The set of stars inked just below his collarbones is the only thing not covered in bandages or cuts. Are you okay? I walk over to the bed. I hope he's not angry with me for coming here to the hospital. This is my fault, after all.
Not really,
Zed says timidly. He lets out a deep breath and ruffles his hair before opening his eyes. He pats the bed next to him, and I walk over to sit beside him. I'm so sorry for this. Will you tell me what happened? Zed's caramel eyes meet mine, and he nods.
I was in the lab. Not the one I showed you, but our plant tissue lab. And he came in there and started telling me to stay away from you.
Then what?
I told him he doesn't own you, and he slammed my head against a metal bar.
I flinch at his words, looking at his nose. Did you tell him that you slept with me? I ask, unsure whether I believe this or not.
Yeah, I did. I'm really sorry for saying that, but you have to understand he was attacking me, and I knew that was the only way to get to him. I feel like such an asshole for saying it. I'm really sorry, Tessa.
He promised me that he'd stay away from you if I did too, I tell him.
Well, looks like he broke another promise, didn't he?
He says pointedly. I stay quiet for a minute and try to put the fight together in my head. I'm angry at Zed for telling Harden we slept together, but I'm glad he admitted it and apologized. I don't know which of these boys to be more angry with. It's hard to be angry at Zed as he sits here with so many injuries that I basically caused, and despite all of that, he's still being so kind to me. I'm sorry that this keeps happening because of me, I tell him.
It's not your fault. It's mine and his. He just views you as some sort of property and it pisses me off. You know what he said to me? He said that I should know better than to fuck with what's his. That's how he talks about you when you aren't around, Tessa.
His voice is soft and calm, totally unlike Harden's. I don't like the way Harden seems to think he owns me either, but it bothers me when someone else says it. Harden doesn't know how to handle his emotions, and he's never been in a relationship before. He's just territorial.
You can't really be defending him right now.
I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I don't know what to think. He's in jail, well, in a holding cell on campus, and you're in the hospital. This is just too much for me. I know I shouldn't be complaining, but I'm so sick of this drama all the time. Every time I feel like I can breathe, something else happens. It's drowning me.
He's drowning you,
Zed corrects me. It's not only Harden that's drowning me. It's everything. It's this college, my so-called friends who betrayed me. Harden, Landon leaving me, my mother, Zed. I did this to myself, though. Zed says, not without a little annoyance,
Stop blaming yourself for his mistakes. He does this shit because he doesn't care about anyone but himself. If he cared about you, he'd have stayed away from me like he promised. He wouldn't have stood you up on your birthday. I could go on for ages.
Did you text me from his phone?
What?
He presses his palm to the bed to shift his body closer to mine.
Fuck,
he hisses from the pain. Do you need something? I can call a nurse, I offer, momentarily distracted.
No, I'm getting ready to leave here. They should be finishing up my discharge papers. Now what were you saying about me texting you?
He asks. Harden seems to think you're the one who texted me on his birthday pretending to be him, so I thought he was coming, but he didn't know he was supposed to.
He's lying. I would never do that. Why would I?
I don't know. He thinks you're trying to make me hate him or something. Zed's gaze is too intense. I have to look away.
He's doing a pretty good job of that on his own, isn't he?
No, he's not, I counter. No matter how angry I am with him and how confused Zed's words are making me, I want to defend Harden.
He's only saying that so you'll think I'm some sort of villain when I'm not. I've always been here for you when he wasn't. He can't even keep a simple promise to you. He came in there and attacked me and a professor. He kept on saying he was going to kill me, and I really believed him. If Professor Sutton hadn't come in, he would have. He already knows he can take me. He's done it multiple times.
Zed shivers and stands to his feet. He grabs his green t-shirt from the chair and lifts his arms to pull it on.
Shit.
He drops it to the floor. I hurry to my feet to help him and grab the shirt from the ground. Lift as much as you can, I say, and he brings his arms straight forward in front of him to aid me in dressing him.
Thank you.
He tries to smile again. What hurts the most, I ask, assessing his swollen face again.
Rejection,
he timidly answers. Ouch. I look down at my hands and begin to pick at my fingers.
My nose,
he then offers, as a gesture to soften the moment.
When they had to set the broken bone.
Are you going to press charges against him? I finally ask what I came here to ask.
Yeah.
Don't, please. I stare into his eyes.
Tessa, you can't do this. It isn't fair.
I know. I'm sorry, but if you press charges, he'll go to jail. To real jail. The thought sends me into a panic again.
He broke my nose and I have a concussion. If he'd hit my head against that floor again, it would have killed me.
I'm not saying that's okay, but I'm begging you. Please, Zed. We're leaving anyway. I'm transferring to Seattle, and Harden will be gone too. Zed looks at me with worry.
He's coming with you?
No. Well, yes. You won't have to worry about him anymore. If you don't press charges, you won't have to hear from him again. Zed looks at me through swollen eyes for a few seconds.
Fine,
he sighs.
I won't press charges against him. But please promise me that you'll really think about this. All of this. Think of how much easier your life would be without him, Tessa. He attacked me for no reason, and here you are cleaning up his mess, as always,
he says, utterly irritated. I don't blame him, though. I'm using the feelings he has for me against him to persuade him to not press charges against Hardin. I will. Thank you so much, I tell him, and he nods.
I wish I had fallen in love with someone who could love me back,
he says so quietly that I barely hear him. Love? Zed loves me? I know he has feelings for me, but he loves me? His fight with Hardin, the reason he's in the hospital right now, is my fault. But he loves me? He has a girlfriend, and I'm so back and forth with Hardin. I look over at him and pray it's the pain medication speaking, not really him.